Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Area 45 is live.
That was not the tequila talking. He meant every word of it. Reggie Atatula, feel free to drop in, by the way, and just
and feel free to bring me a shot of tequila too.
Bring shots, bring dogs, you know, let us know where you're at in this whole thing. But I do suggest
Ornitos.
You know, between me and Chris during the Joey Chestnut conversation the other night, we slammed 12 and a half dogs between the two of us. Slamming the dogs early is the way to go, and then pacing yourself through like the 5th, 6th, and maybe 7th innings, I think is the smart way, and then slam a few more to end it.
I think your best bet, chow down as many dogs as you can, like in the first 4 innings, go, you know, pay homage to Clint's office, make more room, and then go finish your other 3 dogs.
You know, that takes time, though. That takes time.
Well, that's why you're going to bang the first, all them, like, you bang like as many as you can in the first 4 innings.
You need to take the dog to Clint's office.
That way, you've got inning 5 and 6 to potentially your homage in Clint's office, and then you've got 7, 8, 9 to get the rest of the dogs.
Yeah, I mean, hey, whatever works for you, I would try it. Some need to go to Clint's office more than others, but it's neither here nor there.
Champ Slice is like, why didn't I get an invite to eat some dogs? Well, the reason is our market manager, so the boss's boss.
Big
boss lady decided for our Q2 meeting that it was going to be Astros themed. And they got the big Astros game up in our big live lounge. And they brought in like 100 hot dogs and nachos and cheese and chips. And it was just like food everywhere and drinks and stuff. That this was their way of getting us all here for our Q2 meeting. So unfortunately, we could not invite you as you are not an employee. However.
Is there an opening?
What I will say is this. Sean and I will often put together a little get-together and say, hey, you know, come meet us at here or there. Well, as we get through this month, because as you guys know, I am moving. In fact, the movers are coming on Sunday.
Bad idea for you.
I have the keys to the house. We've already started to move boxes. I've already had the yard cut. I've already had the bug company come and spray. Like everything's already getting taken place. We're moving in to the new house on Sunday.
When do you get to sleep there? Like Sunday night?
I'm going to say Monday.
Okay.
Actually, no, it'll be Sunday because the beds are going to move. So let's say Sunday night will be my first, quote, time in the house. And then Monday, I have the cleaning company come to do my old house as I give the I surrender the keys at that point. So different purchase.
Hold on, you're cleaning your old house?
Yeah, you always clean your old house.
Do you have to?
Yeah. You wouldn't leave somebody a dirty house?
No. Do you have to?
I have to, yes. I have to. It's not my contract. It's a me thing.
Oh.
I am not like I'm not giving somebody my old house.
I'm just saying.
Just filthy ass as hell.
I'm with PC here, man. I wouldn't give somebody filthy house.
Why has it got to be filthy?
That reflects on me.
Why has it got to be filthy?
I don't know.
I've been to PC's house. It's not filthy.
I have a dog. You know, dog hair gets in place.
Inherent risk. When you buy a home.
I'm going to make sure the house is fully clean. Well, that's how I am.
Added stress, man. Added stress.
Not added stress. I got a maid service coming. I'm not doing it.
Added dolores.
Yes, it's a couple of added dolores, but you know, I'm not. Let's see things that I'm not doing. Heavy lifting, moving furniture, cleaning. Yeah, those are not me. I'm more about the supervision. And here's the money.
I'll tell you that's my job. You know, knock on wood, I ain't never moving again. That is just, I've done it once in my life, and that is the absolute worst. I hated it with a passion. Top of the fourth inning, Astros leading the Phils 1-0. How about that, man?
Somebody says, I do maid service also, patty cake.
Patty cake?
I just want to know who's calling me patty cake.
I do maid service also, patty cake.
And I hope it's not somebody named Bill.
I don't know. Patty cake. Maybe a new little nickname for you. Don't get me started on that.
Patty cakes.
There we go. Chris Santiago, you want to say hi to everybody?
Hey.
That's not how you say hello.
Hi. Let's go. We ain't got to wait for our like official intro and all that, man.
So Champ says I should move to spring. And I will tell
you. I would advise against that.
That we actually had a conversation about moving up to Conroe. Because
I would advise against that heavily.
My son goes to school in Dallas,
mm-hmm.
and my daughter is going to SFA.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, from here to Conroe, well, from my house where I live now to Conroe, it's an hour and a half.
Your house to anywhere is an hour and a half.
So, but that cuts an hour and a half off the drive. It's 4 hours to get to my son at UTD.
Yeah.
And it's like, what? 3 hours to get to Nacogdoches?
Yeah.
So, like, you're cutting the ride to Nacogdoches in half, and you're cutting 42% off the drive to Dallas.
But how often are you going to be driving up there?
Believe it or not, we do a lot.
Like how? Like, once a month?
Well, for my daughter, she's a freshman. So, when my son was a freshman, we were up, like, every 2 weeks for the first 2 months, and then every month thereafter that whole year. Second year, the first semester it was once a month. The second semester it was just twice. Last year, we only went up once each time.
Yeah.
But for my daughter, who is, I love you, baby. You are more needy than your brother.
Girls.
Yes. So I will probably be up there every week to 2 weeks for the first semester to get her settled because she is a little more needy.
Girls.
And then second half, probably the same. So, it's going to make it a lot easier on that
drive. Here's the most important thing. You didn't. Good job by you.
I did not. Okay. In fact,
that's all you need to know because it was a horrible idea just to save an hour.
Staying in Katy, I literally moved a whole like 10 minutes from where I live now.
Totally worth it.
A whole 10 minutes.
The movers on Sunday are going to be like, what the?
Yep.
They're paying us for this?
What are we doing?
So, well, the thought process behind it was everybody that they know.
Mm-hmm.
All lives in that like that area.
Yeah.
So the further we move from that, the further we get to, I don't know anybody. So we decided we wouldn't move real far. We'd stay relatively close so that the kids still knew their way around and knew the neighborhood.
You're too old to make new friends anyway. I mean,
dude, I don't have friends anymore. I literally like when I lived in New York.
Who needs to meet
new
people?
I had a ton of friends. I moved down here. I literally don't meet anybody. I go to work. I go home. I mean, my friends are like Tony and PK and you and T-Mill.
The same five people you see every day.
Maybe
it's like me,
Chris,
too.
Depending on his mood this day.
Yeah.
Like you know.
I'm your friend,
I think Parker's my friend, but, you know, he's also my boss, so he can only be so much of a friend.
He controls everything.
You know, I don't know anybody, and I guess because I'm old and caustic. I don't go out and make friends.
I don't know anybody. I don't want to meet any people.
I have a microphone.
Why do you have to meet people?
Yes, Jerry. Why do I have to meet people?
why do we have to meet new people? We'll just live in the same space forever.
I mean, think about who I talk to on a daily basis. I talk to you, Chris, T-Mill, every day.
Same.
All right. We talk to everybody who listens. There's a microphone. We talk to everybody who listens. When we go out
PK,
to...
PK, Tony, Ocho.
Yeah. The same 10 people. Like same 10 people.
Yeah.
And then you know, when you go to the game, you see the same media people at every event.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we see Nate Griffin, we see Randy McAvoy. You know, we see like the same group of people. You go to the same game, I see Aaron Wilson. You know, it's you see Kim Davis.
Tell you what, whenever you know, you see Randy, there's another one of our listeners, because he'll come up to you and be like, ass. Just say ass. And only the way Randy McAvoy could do.
Hey, well,
so, love it when you guys just say ass.
Yeah. I don't know how, but for some reason, when he says it, because he doesn't put the emphasis in it the way that we do.
No, he says it like TV guy.
Yeah.
He's Randy McAvoy TV guy.
He says it, and I laugh my ass off.
Like on the evening news tonight, it's going to be like, the Houston Astros whoop the Phillies' ass. Hey,
got to make sure we mention Guy Jean and Rob Torres and Champ Slice, the guys on the YouTube chat, Joel and Chewy on the Twitch chat, because those guys they're on the show every day.
The real ones.
They come out to the events.
Yeah,
you know, they do everything. So we will put together another another Area 45 get together. Figure maybe towards the end of July.
You don't need to pick a date. We don't need to pick a date.
Towards the end of July.
Let it breathe. We just saw these people. We're good.
I'll work on putting something together, because it's always fun to just get to see everybody. And especially during, like, when you're not doing a show. Like, we just hang out, eat, drink, talk smack, do stuff. So I will work on putting something together, you know, before, quote, back to school.
Yes, you will. You were the great organizer on that situation.
And Sean might come.
Yeah, well, if I can make it, you know, I'll be there.
He'll get, dude, it's so far. Why do we? Oh,
well,
me.
You always want to do stuff in your neck of the woods. How convenient.
It's where cool stuff is.
You know, 5-year-old, never get to see him, so I got to fit it in. Just there
bring
somewhere.
Bring the 5-year-old. In fact, bring the missus and the 5-year-old.
Pull him right up to the bar. Get him started early. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
They had a good time at our anniversary show.
They did. Who doesn't at Home Run Dugouts? Fantastic spot.
So maybe we'll put together something. I don't know where.
If it's there, I don't mind making the drive.
I don't know where we're going to go yet, but I will work on putting something
together. Do the
Andretti
Racing place right next door.
They owe me a lot of phone calls.
You know, pound them and pound them, baby.
No, like we're not going to do it at Eric Dick's office.
Like somebody else says on this. Hound them and pound them, baby.
Who wants to get hounded and pounded? Wait a second. It's only 2 o'clock. I don't know if we can go that direction.
Damn it. Wrong client. Whatever.
Man, this may not be safe harbor.
Yeah. All right. Hunter
somebody
Brown.
Said, I want some Shawnee, Bajani, and patty cake to give me a back-to-school special.
Hunter Brown on the mound today.
Eiffel Tower.
Wheeling and dealing, baby. Hey, did you see this Chandler Rome stat before the game? He was like, nobody in Major League Baseball hits fastballs better than the Philadelphia Phillies. Hunter Brown, fastballs against the rest of the league, batting 105 against any cheddar that he's throwing, which can get upwards of 97, 98 miles per hour. To start the game today, Hunter Brown, fastball, 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 and then it's been like a healthy dose of knuckle curves. I don't know what he just got Nick Castellanos out on. But he's standing at home plate, so it was a strikeout of some variety.
Probably he whiffed on a change.
Was it a change?
Change.
He's thrown like 6 fastballs through 2 innings, and now the last 2 innings, I don't know if he's ramped it up a little bit more. But
that whole stat, right? Because the Phillies,
it's a great stat.
They're the number one team in baseball hitting 4 seamers. Hunter Brown only gives up a 105 average on 4 seamers.
Yes.
Well, Hunter was cranking it up 97 miles an hour, and guess what was not being hit?
Fastballs. That's what I'm saying.
Fact, Philly
did you just miss
has,
this? No, I just laid this out.
I'm agreeing with you.
Just squirrel.
Squirrel. Why? Why, Lord?
I just
said
all of
why
that.
Why do I work with someone that doesn't understand?
I just said all of that.
Here I am, like reinforcing his point, and he's like, no, you can't say that, because I said that. It's not fair.
Hold on. Like,
really?
Fastballs, check. 97 miles per hour, check.
Dumbass, check.
I don't know. Like, I have to
before
make sure.
You interrupted me with all of your kindness.
Check.
I was going to say, the Phillies only have 2 hits, and one of them was an infield ground ball.
Are they off fastballs?
That Doobie went really deep into the hole to get, and then couldn't make the throw. So it's
he tried to Altuve that thing.
He has not exactly given up heavy contact in any way, shape, or form.
No, I didn't see the other hit, though.
It was Castellanos with a soft fly to right field.
There you go.
Little just dinker type. He has not given up anything hard. And then right after that Castellanos single, Max Kepler, 4-6-3, sit
down.
Boom,
let's go, baby. Castellanos, I always feel good about things whenever you can hold Castellanos in check. When he's on, things are happening, and it's usually not good.
When he hits a deep fly to left field, somebody's losing their job.
Somebody's going down. You're going to get fined, suspended, or fired.
And, you know, and since we're in
for... Or in death.
Since we're in for the fellows today, I don't want to put that bad juju on Ron.
No.
That, Castellanos, it's and there's a drive to left field by Castellanos, and the next thing we know, Ron's fired.
Dude, speaking of which...
You're insane.
Those guys, I don't know what... It's 2:16. They should be up in Traverse City, Michigan by now, living the life today and tomorrow. You kidding me?
So, how much golf are they playing?
Is it 5 rounds? Somebody said 5 rounds. How do you play 5 rounds of golf? They are not playing 5 rounds of golf.
No. You play around day one. You play around day two.
I mean, I could play 5 rounds of golf.
Maybe you play 2 rounds on Saturday?
I don't know if they're staying Saturday. I know it's today and tomorrow. They'll be broadcasting from up there. I don't know. All the golf, all the food, all the wine, whatever the heck, Traverse City, Michigan. Apparently, it's like the world's greatest place, not named Houston, Texas.
Chris, we have a request for you to play Lesbian Seagull.
What is that? I've heard of that.
But we had this conversation like a month ago. Reggie is smashed. He is running back and forth through the hallway, like waving his arms like he's in like an 80s dance video.
Oh, Lord.
It looks so funny.
What is Lesbian Seagull?
Engelbert Humperdinck.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. That guy. I need to hear it, though. I know the name of the song now. I know the composer.
It's in the Beavis and Butthead Do America soundtrack.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one, bud.
What?
I haven't seen that one. I watched the show. I didn't watch the movie.
Oh, the movie. I mean, it was dumb, but it was funny.
I don't know. Maybe I did
soundtrack
watch it.
It's been too long. The soundtrack for it is awesome.
It's been too long. All right, let's get down to business, man. Chris Santiago, he's producing in for T-Mill, who made a horrible decision last night to get Taco Bell after drinks after the Astros game and sitting in traffic. Horrible night for him.
He was partying. He was celebrating an Astros victory, and he probably celebrated a little too hard, realized I have too much alcohol and not enough food.
Yeah.
So he DoorDashed food at like 3 in the morning.
Yes.
And then he probably passed out at 4:30. And when you eat that late and then go to sleep and you're over 22, usually bad things happen
22.
In the morning.
Hell, you're over 32.
No, if Tyler you're over 22, bad things happen in the morning.
They get worse and worse.
And then when you cross your 30s, wait till you cross your 50s.
Yeah, bad decisions by him.
This is one of those days where T-Mill is in Clint's office and he's got the seatbelt on. to make sure he doesn't, turn into a SpaceX experiment.
He went
launched
just a few hours ago. He's probably still asleep. Patrick Creighton, that is him. There's only one of those. And I'm Sean Bajani. We've got you till 6 o'clock tonight. So be a part of the show. We actually take phone calls. The phone lines are open, 713-572-4610. If you would like to be a productive member of this show, that's cool. If you want to heckle us, that's cool, too. Just don't cuss, because then we'll dump you.
There will be sports. There will be shenanigans.
A lot of that. The latter.
There will be a lot of shenanigans.
Hey, coming up in 3 hours, Bob Nightingale. Odyssey MLB Insider will join us at 5:20 to talk.
Acknowledge your baseball tribal chief.
A lot of baseball.
Acknowledge me.
Lots of baseball on the show today and a healthy dose of basketball convo. A lot of stuff to sift through in regards to the Houston Rockets, and we'll begin to do that next. It's Area 45 in for the drive.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
In for the drive, we're Area 45.
Because they are lazy.
Legit, and lazy with the boss man, too, in Michigan today. And tomorrow, you'll be hearing from them from there tomorrow from 2 until 6. I would imagine T-Mill will be back healthy, rehydrated, and all that good stuff tomorrow. But today, we've got you till 6 o'clock. A lot of stuff to do. He's Patrick Creighton, Sean Bajani, Chris Santiago producing. We've got an H-Town postgame show. We do what we do. You might sound like the drive, but we're just kind of gonna do what we do every night from 7 to 11.
Also, shout out Chris Partee, Luke Morrow, holding down Area 45 tonight. There will be an Area 45 tonight with Chris and Luke. So we got you covered here on Sports Radio 610 all the way to 11 o'clock.
You know, it's kind of funny. Like, they're gonna be holding it down, like doing our show. So you get like, what, 8 hours of Area 45 today? It's like Area 45 takeover on Sports Radio 610.
It's like Christmas.
They're going to probably do the bandwagon segment tonight.
Oh, you know they're going to try to do bandwagon.
And that'll be funny. Who's producing tonight, by the way? Do you know, Chris?
I have no idea.
I wonder if they're going to get
Mitched.
We're
going to find out right about 6 o'clock.
They're
right?
Going to get Mitched. No!
Shut up, Mitch.
Oh, that's going to be fun. Let's see. Where was I going with this situation? Oh, yeah. Coming up at, probably 2 hours or so-ish. I don't know. Hunter Brown is dealing, man. I look up and it's already a commercial break. We might have a H-Town postgame show earlier than anticipated, but we do an H-Town postgame show after every single Astro game. So if you want to give us a shout, talk about the game, text about the game, that's cool too.
See, when we do postgame, last out hits, and we hit post game, taking your calls, ready to go. You don't have to sit there and wait through, you know, quote, like any team related official type stuff. No, we go right to you guys, H-Town post game, as soon as the game is over. You can get in with instant reaction right away.
I thought you were going to throw me under the bus with this texter that chimed in during the break.
What happened?
The guy that, I'm assuming it's a guy, he says, from the 281, I called regularly from 2012 to 2017, but in 17, Sean, you left me on hold for 2 hours.
Is that something you would do?
No, no. And never accepted my call. The producer had to apologize. I haven't called any show since.
Should we make him tell us who the producer is?
Tell us who the producer is, but also maybe say who I was hosting with at the time, because that might have been a thing.
2017?
That might have been a thing.
I wasn't here anymore in 2017.
Well, in 2017, I was doing weekend radio. I was doing like the Sunday brunch.
Is it you and Murph?
In 27? No, I don't know, dude. I have no idea. That's like, hey, name your entire class from eighth grade. Go now. There's a lot of them.
The dead ones or the alive ones?
Knock on wood. I haven't had to deal with the former. But between Matt Murphy, Howard Chen.
Ho Chen, dude. I haven't seen Ho Chen in a while. He's a great dude.
I don't know. Name anybody that's ever worked here. They hosted with me on Sunday brunch for 9 years' time. That was birthed, me and Paul Gallant. Some texture. Might have been this guy. Birthed the name. We were doing a show. We're like, hey, we need an idea for a show name. And somebody said, Sunday brunch. We're like, yes, that sounds good. Work. Done.
I hope that in the, it's probably too late now because football season is fast approaching. But I hope that after this year's football season, we are able to start getting local weekend programming again.
We need it. We're going to protest the best we can, which we've already been doing. Chris Partee, Luke Morrow, let's go, baby. Just, you know, leave the 7 to 11 slot alone. Don't be trying to, you know, hoodwink us, man. You know, we like that spot. I like this spot, too. It's good to be here with
this spot.
Hot dogs, day baseball.
Not
pretty
ass.
Cool. Not ass. Could get very used to that situation. Could get very used to that situation.
Getting home early, you know?
Home early? What's that?
Oh, Reg. Reg. Oh, Reggie's back. What's
okay.
up, Reg?
Hold on. Come on. Come
put,
in here.
Put Reggie's microphone
Reggie's
on.
Reggie's in. Put the mic
so
on.
So is this hot dog number 5 now? Hot dog number 5.
Hot dog number 5 as we are Ooh. Midway through the 5th inning.
Okay. How
are
we feeling?
And apparently he's feeling good because he's just dancing like he's in an 80s music video through the hallway.
That's true.
Are we ready to do shot number 5?
Shot number 5 is in my hand.
Shot number 5 in the hand.
And for the purposes of Area 45, I will take shot number 5 now.
Yes.
Oh, down the gullet. Here we go.
Excellent work.
This is not a high quality tequila. I will say that.
Did you say I will say Hornitos action?
Our man PK came through, and for my birthday, he did give me a high quality bottle of tequila.
Did he really?
Yes, and we will have to share that.
Well, you need
hopefully not with hot dogs.
No, not with hot dogs.
Very good.
That's going to be the interesting thing here in a little bit. How the tequila and the hot dogs mix together with running. Down the hallway.
That's the experience, man. This is the science that we are conducting right now.
He's just trying to keep the body going so it doesn't, you know, alcohol slows you down. He's trying to keep a nice, you know, a high metabolism, keep things moving.
For people that don't know, did you drive to work today?
I did, but I mean, if my car has to stay here, it'll be fine.
So, like,
listen, if you're here till the show's over, I can take you home. That'll
thanks, man. That's nice.
It's nothing strange. Like, you know, Tyler's very responsible. He Ubers all over the place. So and
that's
he lives
his truck's always at the shop.
He lives up by me. But, he's got a brand new ride. He's a big baller now.
Oh, by the way, the new truck is in the shop.
Oh,
he didn't do anything wrong. I think he's trying to like modify it.
Oh, yeah. Well, again, big baller. He's trying to do some. I've been waiting for an opportunity to slap the bumper sticker back on his truck that he always puts on mine. So be careful.
Tell everybody what that bumper sticker says.
I'm driving this fast because I have to poop. It's been on my truck like 3 different
times.
That
just sounds like truth in advertising.
Maybe. Or I just simply like to drive that fast. But my question was, if you had to drive, could you
I'm still fine.
You're fine?
I'm still fine. I mean, we're only 5 innings in, though. So I feel like by the end of this, probably not.
God, but you've taken 5 shots of tequila, man. That's going to hit. Is going to hit
eventually.
Hard here in a little bit.
He's fine as long as, you know, the red, white, and blue aren't flashing behind him.
Well, I'm not saying, like, hey, give it a shot. You know, see how far you get down the road, bud. No, I'm just, if you had to do it right now, could you do it?
I believe that I could, but that's a great point that you make, that the tequila doesn't hit as soon as it goes down the hatch.
No, right. But it hits about 40 minutes later.
Right, so I'm going to get a pretty good gut punch here in, I don't know, another 20, 30 minutes.
How's the belly, though? Like, are you feeling full?
I mean, I'm not feeling that full, although now I have put a couple of sodas on it. Because I do want to get a little bit of an understanding of what it would be if I was taking down beers along with it. Because that's the real truth of the challenge.
Well, doesn't, you know, Pendergast have them Yingling flights to the back fridge?
Oh, I hadn't considered that.
He does.
Because, you know, that's community beer.
You can catch up.
Catch up is crazy. after five with five shots of tequila, I'm not also.
I was gonna say five shots of tequila. He might already be ahead. You know what I mean?
We're trying to kill Reg. Yeah, but you know the real challenge.
I always knew you didn't like me.
It's being miserable, like miserably full. I told Chris, like I slammed before I came in here. I'd slammed three hot dogs, and I legit took two sips of Coke, and I already felt miserable, like. Just bloated.
I just don't want to find Reggie eighth inning sprawled out on the floor as we go to open the door, laying there like,
that's
why did I do this?
Maybe don't check the hallway then.
I knew at the time, I'm like, Reg, you are severely underestimating the power of your listeners, sir. Like, you called for 10 people to text in.
Look, the people are behind you.
Thanks, folks.
On the text line, on YouTube, on Twitch, the people are behind you. They are rooting for you to be successful.
We have a horny little sucker on the text line, man, from the 305. Says, Reggie can drive me to work anytime he wants. That's after this person's already hit on me and PC, like, during
the
break.
Yeah, they call me Patty Cake.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, wow.
Patty
and they,
Cake.
And they call him Shawnee.
Yeah.
Shawnee B.
Yeah.
That's nice.
They asked me to do something.
Oh, wow. It's Ron. Oh, my God. It's sexy. Ron.
It's Ron all the way from... No, this is a Miami number.
Yeah, it's a
say?
Miami number. Yeah. 305 is a Miami number.
So there you go. All right, keep us updated, man.
Yes, sir.
Five dogs in, five shots in. Top of the sixth. You better get to work,
yeah,
big
come
dog.
Back and see us in the eighth, brother.
Hunter Brown's going to work. He ain't messing around with these fools. Astros lead 1-0 over the Phils.
So through the sixth inning about to start, through five innings, Hunter Brown, no runs, two hits, no walks, six punch-outs. ERA currently down today. He entered the day at 188. It's currently 178, which I believe is numero uno among
problem
qualified.
Is Chris Sanchez is doing pretty good work against the Astros hitters themselves. Look, Stros do have a run, but
Sanchez is a damn good pitcher, man.
Very good today, especially. Came in with a 287 ERA. Yeah,
he's a lefty with nasty stuff.
He's got eight strikeouts, no walks. The Astros' lone run coming off the bat of Yiner Diaz. Drove in Jake Myers, who is batting cleanup again today. And the Astros looking to take a full game lead for sole possession of the third best record in all of baseball.
Do we need to make a rule that as long as Jake Myers, who was 1-for-2 today with a run, is currently hitting .309.
Mm-hmm.
As long as Jake Myers is hitting .300 or better, we must refer to him as Jake the Rake Myers.
I usually do. And it's
as long
not...
as he's hitting .300, that's to be a rule. Every time I say Jake the Rake Myers.
It might have come from a place of like some cynicism, you know, at one point in time. But now, yes, he's absolutely earned that name.
I'm not, and listen, I'm not going to say I suddenly believe Jake Myers is going to hit .300 all year because... I don't, but I am going to take it, and I'm going to root for it
because,
you know, it only helps the Astros.
Well, you know, once upon a time, like a month ago, you were saying, hey, get to 300 so we can trade your ass.
Yes, but then Chaz got hurt.
Yes, and Yordan's not back yet.
And Jacob Melton also got hurt.
Yeah, everybody's
they're kind of out of options for center field.
Yep. All right, coming up next, we'll get to a little basketball. Who thinks Kevin Durant's addition is actually going to help this young Rockets or Rockets step up? We'll have it for you next. Stay there.
On my podcast, Aspire With Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire With Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Mokerum Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, and for Ron Hughley and Clint Sterner and the fellers on the drive, we're Area 45, Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton.
So what would you rather be doing, hosting
Santiago.
This show
uh-huh.
or playing golf in Michigan?
Both. Because when you do this show, you can really kind of do both. I'd like to play golf in the morning and then come do the show. But on this day, today, I'd rather be doing the show. We get to keep our show intact. We get to watch the Astros game. We get to get home at a good time. We have food, beverages just down the hall. We have free entertainment with Reggie Atitula doing just something incredibly dumb and irresponsible
Dude,
today.
He is missing out on like this should be what he's doing right now. He should be live streaming the whole thing.
He
as
might
long
be.
As it goes. That's a 2-hour and 15-minute live stream. That he should be live streaming this. like the Truman Show type thing. Yeah. And that he'd be making money. He'd be making money.
He could be. What's that? You don't make the money on Instagram these days. What do you make the money on? We found out.
TikTok.
Yeah, is it TikTok? It's more lucrative than Instagram.
Yeah, you make a lot of money on TikTok.
And we know OnlyFans, but this is not really OnlyFans content that Reggie's trying to pull off
Snap.
Today.
Snapchat.
Oh, Snapchat too.
Snapchat.
Yeah.
Maybe that was what I was thinking of.
Apparently they're paying a lot for, for content.
Yeah, who knows? Reggie might be double dipping. I don't know. More power to him. If you're going to go all in, man, go all in.
I never thought of Snapchat as a streaming platform.
Of course you didn't.
Because, you know, why would I think of that? Old guy who doesn't
use
Snapchat.
I wasn't
going
to say that, but I went directly to a topic that you had on Bandwagon last night when you were asking a good question, but for incredibly the wrong age. Like, it was 40 and above. Like, if you're 40 and above, are you old? Kind of, these were like 55 and up type questions, I felt like. At
40.
The
they were 40. And you,
says
and
the 29-year-old. Yeah. 40-year-olds to a 29-year-old is like 65 in my mind.
Y'all talking about that Snap crap.
Yeah, yeah. So old to me is like as a 40-something, you know, it's mid-60s, late-60s. That's old right there. And even still, I don't know, because I'm getting up there, I'm getting old. I don't think it's that old anymore.
What? All right, so on the text line, hit us up on the text line, 713-572-4610 on the text line. Hit us up on the YouTube channel, Sports Radio 610, on Twitch, twitch.tv/610Houston. At what age is, quote, old? Like, this matters. At what age is old?
It's so subjective.
It is subjective, and that's why I'm asking for a cross-section of the audience to tell me at what age they think is old. Because, like, when I was a kid, you know, 15... If somebody said, oh, that person's like 55, like, they're old.
Yeah, well, I was going to, in some cases, like 30. And you said 30, like, depending on what age you are, you're like, dang, you're old.
Yeah, if you're like 9.
Well, I mean, maybe even like late teens, to be honest with you, because time just, it speeds up the more responsibilities you have. That's why it's subjective, like old. Like, you could be a very young 55, single, no kids, no wife, you know, living the life, having a great career, doing whatever you want to do, but you might be 32 years old with 3 kids, a wife, and you don't have time for yourself. That's old.
At 33 years old, I had 1 kid, and that kid was a year and a half. So, all right, hold on. I got to ask something, because is this a word? Zaddy?
Zaddy, like Z-A-D-D-Y?
Yes, is that a word?
I mean, it is.
What
the hell does that mean?
It's wrong. It's supposed to say daddy.
No. People say daddy, but like to sound a little bit more, I guess, zesty is zaddy.
Oh.
What the hell is a zaddy?
I don't know. We got a horny toad on the text.
Yeah,
line,
basically. That's what it is. It's a guy being a little
I don't know what
horny.
That means.
It's just a sexier way to say daddy, I guess.
All right, so it's not like, this doesn't have like a separate meaning or
anything. No. As far as I'm concerned, no.
Okay, yeah. So that's why I wanted to ask him. Like, you would know.
Don't text the guy back and find out.
The young person would know. I'm like, what the hell does that? Yeah.
Of course, so, we're going to get a response here in about 30 seconds, I would imagine.
Somebody on the Twitch chat says a zaddy is a sugar daddy. Well, that's definitely not me, because I am definitely not rich enough to be a sugar daddy.
God bless America. Texter says 40 plus is officially old.
Thank you.
Screw you, bro.
Is that for life or just for sports? I mean, because Champ Slice had said, I'm conditioned to sports, so 30 is old. He's like, therefore, I'm old. I'm 31.
Yeah, I mean, I understand it. I do understand.
30 is old if you're a running back, but I'm not a running back.
No, you're not a running back.
Not today.
But 40 and older is old. It's hard for me not to. I'm on the fence.
Sorry, Sean, you're old, man.
I know.
You're old.
You do start feeling a little different. I still feel, for the most part, like I'm in my 20s. Have the energy.
Right. Hold on, Chris. I'm going to have to ask you to go to like Urban Dictionary and look up zaddy, because we've gotten zaddy is a sugar daddy. Zaddy is a simp. Zaddy is an older, good looking man. Like, we've gotten so many different definitions of zaddy.
So according to Urban Dictionary.
All right, this is the law, people. Urban Dictionary, this is the law.
Someone, usually a man, who can be referred to as sexy, handsome, and attractive. Sounds like me.
You're not old enough to be a zaddy. All right, well, maybe you are. This is older, right?
They would just call you daddy.
So
they would just call you daddy. You're too young to be a zaddy. That's a good-looking older individual, it sounds like to me. That is a man. A good-looking older man.
Okay.
Zaddy. So you learned something
so
today.
So all I have to do is become good-looking, and then I could be a zaddy.
Well, according to this guy on the 1322, or gal, don't know, can't figure it out just yet, but you, sir, are a zaddy. And there we have that. So embrace it.
Magic says old is 55 and up. That's really scary because I'm getting there.
Okay, but text in your age. Whatever you think is old, you have to text in your age because that's the subjective part. You know, is this a 20-something saying 55 and up is old, or is this a 40-something that is saying 55 and up is old?
Now, here's another part of this question, right? If I'm in my mid-50s, but I don't have grandkids, does that make me not old?
Makes you a good parent, number one. Two, you're a little lucky. There's always a little luck involved. And three...
Not really. My kids are 20 and 18. Like, I better not have grandkids.
A little luck involved, sir. Let's be real, okay? Consider yourself blessed. And so my number three reason is yes.
I was going to say, if I have kids, my kids are 20 and 17 and I got grandkids, there's shotguns involved.
And then that person may be lucky as well, or not so lucky, depending on what kind of shot you are. I don't know. 713-572-4610.
That's why I use a shotgun. Don't have to be a good shot. Just point and click.
All right. Squirrel. Squirrel. Dead, maybe. I don't know.
There's a lot of squirrels on this show, in case you haven't noticed.
I'm going to try to get to like some audio. I want to get to the audio mainly, not for your entertainment purposes, but mainly because Chris took time to cut the audio.
How many squirrels will we find in the audio next?
Yeah, literally. There's your tease. Bye.